Blog Talk Radio.
There will be no more than a single blast when low, they will all be brought up before us. But on that day, not a soul will be wrong in the least, and he shall but be repaid the weeds of the past deeds. Bear the companions of the garden, shall that day have joy in all that they do. They and their associates will be in groves of cool shade, reclining on thrones of dignity. Every fruit and drummer will be there for them. They shall have whatever they call for, peace or word of salutation from the Lord most merciful. And the old year and sin will depart this day, that are not enjoying on you, O ye children of Adam, that you should not worship Satan. For that he was to you an enemy of ours, and that you should worship me, for that this was the straight way. But he did lead astray a great number of good multitude of you. Did you not then understand this is the hell which you were repeatedly warned? Embrace ye the fire this day, for that ye persistently reject the truth. That day shall we set a seal on their mouth. But their hands will speak to us, and their feet bear witness to all that they did. If it had been our will, we could surely have blotted out their eyes. Then should they have run about looking for the path. But how could they have seen? And if it had been our will, we could have transferred them to remain in their places. Then should they have been unable to move about, nor could they have returned after error. We grant long life to any who cause him to be reversed in nature. Will they not then understand? We have not instructed the prophet in poetry, nor in the need for him. This is no less than a message in our Quran, making things clear, that it may give admonition to any who are alive, and that the charge may be proved against those who reject truth. Is it not that it is we who have created for them, among other things, which our hands have fashioned cattle, which are under their dominion, and that we have subjected them to their use? Of them, some do carry them, and some they eat. They have other profits from them besides, and they get milk to drink. Will they not then be grateful if they take for worship gods other than Allah, hoping that they might be helped? They have not the power to help them, but they will be brought up before our judgment seat, the truth to be condemned. Let not their streets then grieve thee, rather we know what they hide as well as what they disclose. Doth not man see that it is we who created him from slain? And behold, he stands forth as an open adversary. He makes comparisons for us and forgets his own origin, creation. He says, who can give life to dry bones and decompose ones at death? Say, he will give them life who created them for the first time. For he is well versed in every kind of creation. The same he produced for you fire out of the green tree, when behold, he kindled therewith your own fires. Is not he who created the heavens and the earth able to create the light thereof? Yea, indeed, for he is the creator supreme of skill and knowledge, infinite. Verily, when he intends a thing, his command is be, and it is. The glory to him in whose hands is the dominion of all things, and to him will you be brought back. That's the fact. Those lame and lengths, those who reign and so are strong in telling evil, thus proclaim the message of Allah. Verily, verily, God is one, Lord of the heavens and the earth, and all between them. And Lord, at the point at the rising of the sun, we have indeed decked the lower heaven with the beauty of the stars, for beauty and for God, that all awesome and rebellious, each rest So they should not strain their ear in the direction of the dog of assembly for heat, but be cast away from every side repulsive, for they are under perpetual penalty, just such as snatch away something by stealth, and they are pursued by a flaming fire of piercing lightning. Just ask their opinion are they the more difficult to create, or the other beings we have created them, have we created out of sticky clay? Truly dost thou marvel why they ridicule. And when they are admonished, they know he. When they see a sign, turn it to mockery and say, this is nothing but evident sorcery. But when we die and become dust and bones, shall we then be raised up again? Thou to our Father the Lord, say thou, yea, and ye shall then be humiliated on account of your evil. Then it will be a single compelling cry, behold, they will begin to see. They will say, ah, woe to us, this is the day of judgment. A voice will say, this is the day of sorting out whose truth you once denied. Bring ye up, it shall be said, the wrongdoers. Bring ye up, it shall be said, the wrongdoers and the wise of the thing they worship, side of Allah, and lead them into the way of the fierce fire. But stop them, for they must be asked, what is the matter with you that ye help not each other? But that day they shall submit to judgment, and they will turn to one another and question one another. They will say, it was you who used to come to us from the right hand of power and authority. They will reply, nay, you yourselves had no faith, nor had ye any authority over you, nor had we any authority over you. Nay, it was we who were a people and obstinate rebellion. So now it has been proved true against us the word of our Lord, that we shall indeed have to take the punishment of our sins. We led you astray, for truly we were ourselves astray. Soon that day they were all sure in the penalty. Verily, that is how we shall deal with sinners. For they, when they were told that there is no God except Allah, puff themselves up with pride and say, what shall we give up our gods for the sake of poor possess? Nay, he has come with the very truth, and he confirms the message of the messengers before him. He shall indeed taste of the grievous penalty. But it will be no more than the retribution of the evil that ye have wrought. But the sincere and devoted servants of Allah forbear me the justness to tell. They shall enjoy honor, dignity, gardens of felicity. Faces ye shall be on thrones and things. Round will be passed to them a cup from a clear flowing fountain, crystal white, and taste of this to those who drink it down. Free from healing, no will be suffering intoxication of their tongue. Besides them will be chased in and training their masks and big eyes to wander. As if they were delicate eggs, so to guard it. When they were turned, then they would turn to one another and question one another. You tell the gin. One of them will start to talk and say, I had an intimate companion on the earth. He used to say what I felt. Most of us are bear witness to the truth of the message. When we die and become dust and bones, shall we be seen for punishment? Voice said, was he like he looked down? He looked down and saw him in the midst of the fire. He said, by Allah, thou wast little short of bringing me to perdition. petition. Had it not been for the grace of my Lord, I should certainly have been among those brought there. Is it the case that we shall not die except our first death, and that we shall not be punished? Really, this is the supreme achievement of the like of this, that all strive and we wish to strive, is that the better entertainment of the true Zakum, when we have truly made it as a trial for the wrongdoers. For it is a tree that springs out of the bottom of hellfire. The shoots of his fruit stalks are like the head of the devil. Soon they will eat thereof until the devil is there. And on top of that, they will be given a mixture of boiling water. Then shall they return to the blazing fire. Truly, they found their fathers on the wrong path, so they too will rush down on their footsteps, and truly before them in the branches astray. But we sent back a time among them, messengers to admonish them, to see what was the end of those who were admonished, who did not, except the sincere and devoted servants of Allah. On the day of Noah cried to him, and we are the best to hear prayer. And we delivered him and his people from the great calamity, the nation's progeny to endure on the earth. The days of old cried to us, and we are the best to hear prayer. And we delivered him, his people, from the great calamity, and made his fragment to be on the earth. We left this lesson for him among generations to come at any time. Peace and salutation to know among the nations. Thus indeed do we reward those who do right. For he was one whom I believe in faith. Then the rest who were with him rarely among those who follow the way, but then behold, he approaches the Lord with a sound heart. Behold, he said to his father and to his people, what is that which he worship? He is that a false of God rather than Allah, but to the God. And what is your idea about the Lord of the world? Then did he cast a glance at the stars and said, I am the deep stick of heart. So they turned away from him and departed. Then did he turn to their God and said, will ye not eat of the offering before you? What is the matter with you that ye speak not intelligently? Then did he turn upon them, striking them with the right hand? Then came the worshiper with hurried steps and faced him. He said, worship ye that which ye have yourselves caused. For Allah has created you. He created you in your handiwork. He said, build him a furnace and throw him into the blaze of fire. This fitting ye again saw the strategy against him. But we made them the ones most humiliated. He said, I will go to my Lord. He will surely guide me. I will go to my Lord. He will surely guide me. Oh, my Lord, grant me righteous son. And we gave him the good news, the boy ready to suffer and for there. Then when the son reached the age of serious local death, he said, oh my son, I see the vision that I offered you in sacrifice. Now see what it is that I do. The son said, oh my father, your God commanded that will find me the law for will respect the basis of my sin. So when they had both the medical will so long, when he had laid him prostrate on his forehead for sacrifice, he called out to him, O Abraham, I have already fulfilled the reason. Thus indeed do we reward those who do right. This was obviously a trial, and we ransomed him with a momentous sacrifice. We left this blessing for him for the generations to come in a little time. Peace and salutation to Abraham. Thus indeed do we reward those who do right. For he was one of our believers. So he gave him the good news of Isaac, the prophet, one of his righteous. He blessed him and Isaac. Some that are some that do right, and some that obviously belong to their own soul. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. We are at section 4, As-Saffat, Surah 37. Surah 37, number 114. Surah 37, number 114. Again, of all, we bestowed our favor on Moses and Aaron. We delivered him and their people from their great calamity. And we helped them so they overcame their troubles. And we gave them the book which helps to make things clear. We guided them to the straight way. And we left this blessing for them among generations to come in later times. Peace and salutation to Moses and Aaron. Thus indeed do we reward those who do right. For they were two of our believing servants. Also was Elias among those sent by us. Behold, he said to his people, will you not fear Allah? Will you call upon Baal and forsake the best of creators? Allah, your Lord and cherisher, and the Lord and cherisher of your fathers of old. And they rejected him. But they will certainly be called up for punishment. Such a sincere, devoted servants of Allah among them. And we left this blessing for him among generations to come in later time. Peace and salutation to such as Elias. Thus indeed do we reward those who do right. For he was one of our believing servants. So also was a lot among those sent by us. Behold, we delivered him and his hands all. Except an old woman who was among those who lagged behind. Then we destroyed the rest. Verily, we passed by their sights by day, and by night we did not understand. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And I'm going to continue right here. Section 5, number 139, alhamdulillah. So also was Jonah among those sent by us. When we ran away like a slave from captivity to the ship fully laden, he agreed to cast lots, and he was condemned. Alhamdulillah. Brother Rashad, are you on mute? I can't hear anything. I can't hear you at all. Then the big fish did swallow him, and he had done acts worthy of blame. It had not been that he repented and glorified Allah, he would certainly have remained beside the fish in the day of resurrection. For we call him forth on the naked shore in a state of sickness, and we caused to throw over him a spreading plant of the gourd kind. And we sent him on a mission and to 100,000 men or more. And they believed, so we permitted them to enjoy their life for a while. Now I asked them their opinion. Is it that thy Lord has only daughters, and they have sons? That we created the angels female. They there too. Witness this too. Is it not that they say from their own invention that they say, Allah has begotten children, but they are liars? Did he then choose daughters rather than sons? What is the matter with you? How judge ye? Will ye not then receive admonition? Or have ye an authority manifest? Then bring ye your book of authority, if ye be truthful. And they have invented a blood relationship between him and the jinns. But the jinns know quite well that they have indeed to appear before his judgment seat. Glory to Allah, free from the things they ascribe. Not so do the servants of Allah sincere and devoted. For verily, neither ye nor those ye worship can lead any into temptation concerning Allah, such as are themselves going to the blaze of fire. Those ranged in rank say, not one of us but has a place appointed, and we are verily ranged in ranks for service, and we are verily those who would declare Allah's glory. And there were those who said, if only we had before us a message from those of old, we should certainly have been servants of Allah, sincere and devoted. But now that the Quran has come, they reject it, but soon will they know. Already has our word been passed before this to our servants sent by us, that they should certainly be assisted, and that our forces, they surely must conquer. So turn thou away for a little while and watch them how they fare, and they soon shall see how thou farest. Do they wish indeed to hurry on our punishment? But when it descends into the open space before them, evil will be the morning for those who were warned and heeded not. So turn thou away from them for a little while, and watch how thou fare, and they soon shall see how thou farest. Glory to thy Lord, the Lord of honor and power. He is free from what they ascribe to him, and peace on the messengers, and praise to Allah, the Lord and Cherisher of the world. Alhamdulillah. If you can take it for him, I got to mix a lot. If you,
okay,
right here, Surah 38.
At the beginning of 38,
huh? Yeah, Surah 38, number 1.
Oh, okay.
I got to make
all right. All right. Through the Bible, she tells him, this is a woman named Sa'd. Sa'd wa ka'ani zur zikr. Say, by the Quran, full of admonition, this is the truth. But the unbelievers are steeped in self-glory and opposition. How many generations before them will be destroyed? In the end, they cried for mercy, when there was no longer time for being saved. So they wonder that a warning has come to them from among themselves, and the unbelievers say, this is a sorcerer telling lies. Has he made gods all into one god? Truly, that's a strange thing. And among them go away impatiently, saying, walk ye away, and men come to your gods. or this is truly a thing designed against you. We never heard the like of this in the last religion. This is nothing but a made-up tale. What has a messenger been sent to him of all persons among us? But they are in doubt concerning my own messenger, my own message. Nay, they have not yet tasted my punishment. Or have they treasure of the mercy of their Lord, the exalted in power, the granter of bounties without measure? Or have they the dominion of the heavens and the earth and all between? If so, let them not up with the ropes and means to reach the end. They are but a host of confederates, and they will be put to flight. But though we are with many who rejected messengers, the people of the north and that, and for whom the Lord of Stakes and Thamuz, and the people of Lut, and the companions of the wood, such were the confederates. No one of them but rejected the messengers, but my punishment came justly and inevitably on them. These today only wait for a single mighty blast, which when it comes will brook no delay. They say Allah has given to us our sustenance even before the day of account. Have patience at what they say, and remember our servant David, the man of strength, for he ever turned in repentance to Allah. It is we who made the hills declare in unison with him our praise at evening tide and break of day. And the birds gathered in assemblies, all with him be attuned to Allah. We strengthened his kingdom and gave him wisdom and sound judgment and speech and decision. Had a story of the disputants which thee behold, they climbed over the wall of the private chamber. When they entered to David, and he was terrified of them, they said, "Fear not, we are two disputants, one of whom have wronged the other. Decide now between us with truth, and treat us not with injustice, but guide us to even path. Man is my brother. He has 99 ewes, and I have but one. Yet he says, commit her to my care. And he overcame me with the argument. Then he said, he has undoubtedly wronged thee in demanding that a single ewe to be added to his flock of ewes. Truly, many are the partners in business who wrong each other. Not so to those who believe in the deeds of righteousness. And how few are they? And they gathered that, and he had tried him. He asked forgiveness of his Lord and fell down, bowing in prostration and turning to a lively repentance. So he gave him his lap, so enjoyed indeed, and they approached to us in a beautiful place, the final return. Oh, they, we do indeed make thee a vast journey on earth to judge thou between man and truth and justice. Now follow the lust of thy heart, for it will mislead thee from the path of Allah. For those who want to stray from the path of Allah, it is a chastisement grievous, both that they forgot the day of account. Now with purpose did we create the heavens and the earth. Not without purpose did we create the heavens and the earth, and all between. That were the thought of unbelievers, but woe to unbelievers because of fire of hell. So we treat those who believe in what deeds of righteousness, the same as those who do mischief on earth. So we treat those who guard against evil, the same as those who turn aside from the right. Here is a book which we have sent down unto thee, full of blessings, that they may meditate on the signs, and that men of understanding may receive admonition. To David we bestowed Solomon a son. How excellent is the servant ever did he turn to us in repentance. Behold, there were brought before him at eventide coursers of the highest being and swift of foot. And he said, truly, do I prefer wealth to the remembrance? Truly, do I prefer wealth to the remembrance of my Lord until the sun is hidden in the veil of night? Bring him back to me. Then began he to pass his hand over their legs and their necks. And we did try Solomon, replacing his throne a body. But he did turn to us in true devotion. He said, come, O Lord, forgive me, and grant me a kingdom which will not belong to another after me, for thou art the grant of bounties without measure. Then he subjected the winds to his power, to flow gently to his order, whithersoever he will. And also the shaitans, including every land of and every kind of building and diary, and also others bound together in fetters, such are our bounties. Whether thou bestow them, others are, withhold them, no account will be asked. And he is joyed indeed, and he approached to us, and a beautiful place of final return.
Commemorate our servant Job. Behold, he cried to his Lord, the evil one has afflicted me with distress and suffering. The command was given, strike with thy foot. Here is water wherein to wash, cool and refreshing, and water to drink. We gave him back his people, and we gave him back his people and doubled their number as a grace from ourselves and a thing for commemoration for all who have understanding. And take in thy hand a little grass and strike therewith, and break not thy oath, truly we found him full of patience and constancy. How excellent in our service ever did he turn to us. And commemorate our servant Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, possessing the power and vision. Verily we did choose them for a special purpose of proclaiming the message of the hereafter. They were in our sight truly of the company of the elect and the good. And commemorate Ismael, Elisha, Zul al-Kil. Each of them was of the company of the good. This is a message of admonition, and verily for the righteous is a beautiful place of final return, gardens of eternity whose doors will ever be open to them. Therein will they climb at ease. Therein can they call at pleasure for fruit in abundance and delicious drink. And beside them will be chaste women restraining their glances, companions of equal age. Such is the promise made to you for the day of account. Truly such will be our bounty to you. It will never fail. Yea, such, but for the wrongdoers will be in evil place of final return. Hell, they will burn their hands, an evil bed indeed to lie on. Yea, such, then shall they taste it, a boiling fluid, and a fluid dark, murky, intensely cold, and other penalties of a similar kind to match them. Here is a troop rushing headlong with you, no welcome for them. Truly they shall burn in the fire. The followers shall cry to the misleaders, nay, ye too, no welcome for you. It is ye who have brought this upon us. Now evil is this place to stay in. They will say, our Lord, whoever brought this upon us, add to him a double penalty in the fire. And they will say, what has happened to us that we see not men whom we used to number among the bad ones? Did we treat them as such in ridicule, or have our eyes failed to perceive them? Truly, that is just and fitting the mutual recriminations of the people of the fire.
Who the means you tell me to decide what they will say? Truly, I am a warner. No God is there but Allah, the one, the supreme, the irresistible, the Lord of the heavens and earth and all between, exalted in might, ever forgiving. Say, that is a tremendous thing from which ye do turn away. No knowledge have I of the exalted chiefs when they discuss. Matters among themselves. Only this has been revealed to me, and that I am to give warning plainly and publicly. Behold, the Lord said to the angels, I am about to create man from clay. When I fashion him and breathe into him my spirit, fall ye down in prostration unto him. So the angels prostrated themselves, all of them together, not so Iblis. He is haughty and became one of those who reject. Allah said, O Iblis, what prevents thee from prostrating thyself to one whom I have created with my hands? Art thou haughty? Art thou one of the high and mighty ones? Iblis said, I am better than he. Thou created me from fire, and him thou created from clay. Allah said, then get thee out from here, for thou rejected thine curse, and my curse shall be on thee to the day of judgment. And he said, O my Lord, give me then respite to the day the dead are raised. Allah said, respite then is given thee to the day and time appointed. And he said, then by thy power I will lead them all the spirits of thy servants, among them sincere and purified by thy grace. Allah said, this is the truth, and the truth I say. I will certainly fill hell with thee and those that follow thee, everyone. Say, no reward or act of you for this Quran, nor am I a pretender. This is no less than a reminder to all the worlds, and you shall certainly know the truth of it all after a while.
Alhamdulillah, but the revelation, this is Az-Zumar, Surah 39. The revelation of this book is from Allah, the exalted and powerful, the wisdom. Better it is we who have revealed the book to thee in truth, to serve Allah, offering him sincere devotion. Is it not to Allah that sincere devotion is due? But those who take for protectors other than Allah say, we only serve them in order that they may bring us nearer to Allah. Truly Allah will judge between them and that wherein they differ. But Allah guides not such as are false and ungrateful. Allah wished to take to himself a son. He could have chosen whom he pleased out of those whom he doth create. But glory be to him. He is above such things. He is Allah, the one, the irresistible. He created the heavens and the earth in true proportions. He makes the night overlap the day and the day overlap the night. He has subjected the sun and the moon to his law. Each one follows the course for time appointed. Is not he the exalted in power, he who forgives again and again? He created you all from a single person, then created of like nature his mate, and he sent down for you 8 head of cattle in pairs. He makes you in the wombs of your mother in stages, one after another, three veils of darkness. Such is Allah, your Lord and Cherisher. To him belongs all dominion. There is no God but he. Then how are ye turned away from your true center? It is, if ye reject Allah, truly Allah hath no need of you, but he liketh not ingratitude from his servants. If ye are grateful, he is pleased with you. So no bearer of burden can bear the burden of another. In the end, to your Lord is your return. When he will tell you the truth of all that you did in this life, for he knoweth well all that is in man's heart. When some trouble touches man, he crieth unto his Lord, turneth to him in repentance. But when he bestoweth a favor upon him as for himself, man doth forget what he cried and prayed for before. And he doth set up rivals unto Allah, thus misleading others from Allah's path. Say, enjoy thy blasphemy for a little while. Verily thou art one of the companions of the fire. Is one who worships devoutly during the hours of the night, prostrating himself or standing in adoration, who takes heed of the hereafter, and who places his hope in the mercy of his Lord, like one who does not. Say, are those equal, those who know and those who do not know? It is those who are endued with understanding that receive admonition.
Say, O you, my servant who believe, fear your Lord. Good is Allah for those who do good in this world. Patience is Allah's earth. Truly, those who patiently persevere will truly receive a reward without measure. Say, verily, I am commanded to serve Allah with sincere devotion, and I am commanded to be a person of those who submit to Allah and Islam. Say, I will, if I disobey my Lord, indeed I fear of the judgment of a mighty day. Say, is Allah served with my sincere and exclusive devotion? Serve ye what you will besides him. Say, truly, those in loss are those who lose their own souls and their own people on the day, and their people on the day of judgment. That is indeed the real and evident laws. They shall have layers of fire above them and layers of fire below them. And this does Allah warn off his servants. O my servants, then fear ye me. Those who eschew stuck who and fall not into his worship, and turn to Allah in repentance, for them is the good news. So announce the good news to my servants. Those who listen to the word and follow the best of it, those are the ones who Allah has got, and those are the ones endued with understanding. Is there one against whom the decree of punishment is justly due, either the one who rejects evil without being delivered, one who is in the fire? But this for those who fear their Lord. The lofty mansions, one above another, have been built. Beneath them flow rivers. Such is the promise of Allah. Never do Allah fail in his promise. Seest thou not that Allah sends down rain from the sky and leaves it through flames in the earth? Then he calls to grow therewith produce of various colors. Then it withers, thou wilt see it grow yellow. Then he makes it dry up and comes away. Truly in this is a message of remembrance to men of understanding.
Is one whose heart Allah has opened to Islam, so that he has received enlightenment from Allah, no better than one hard-hearted. Woe to those whose hearts are hardened against celebrating the praise of Allah. They are manifestly wandering in error. Allah has revealed from time to time the most beautiful message in the form of a book consistent with itself, yet repeating its teaching in various aspects. The skins of those who fear their Lord crumble thereat. Then their skins and their hearts do soften to the celebration of Allah's praises. Such is the guidance of Allah. He guides therewith whom he pleases. But such as Allah leads astray can have none to guide. Is then one who has to fear the brunt of the penalty on the day of judgment and receive it on his face like one guarded therefrom. It will be said to the wrongdoers, taste ye the fruits of what ye earn. Those before them also rejected revelation, so the punishment came to them from directions they did not perceive. So Allah gave them a taste of humiliation in the present life. The great is the punishment of the hereafter they only knew. Put forth for men in this Quran every kind of parable, in order that they may receive admonition, is the Quran in Arabic without any crookedness therein, in order that they may guard against evil. Allah puts forth a parable of a man belonging to many partners at variance with each other, and a man belonging entirely to one master. Are those two equal in comparison? Praise be to Allah, but most of them have no knowledge. Truly, thou will die one day, and truly they too will die one day. In the end will ye all on the day of judgment settle your disputes in the presence of your Lord. Alhamdulillah.
It's your Allah, mashallah.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Yeah, I took my daughter to the airport this morning, so I got back, started reading late. Did you hear any more of Brother Bashir?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, no. What I heard is that, you know, when I talked to her daughter yesterday, is that, you know, her relatives are going to come in town. And so it's not going to be probably till Friday, and she's going to get a bus. So that's the last I heard. But when I told Iman, and I should have told her, too, what Iman said he hopes it's not on a Friday, you know, because that's the day of Juma, you know. That's when the believers want to be, you know, at the Juma. But hopefully it'll be Thursday. Instead of Friday. Yeah, hopefully it'll be Thursday instead of Friday, you know. Hopefully.
Okay.
So how's your friend, man? Your daughter's friend. How's your daughter's friend? You said had COVID, you know. Is it a light case or a heavy case? Is she at home? She's in the hospital or what? Or do you know?
I don't know a lot. Leah, I just took her and another friend to the airport an hour and a half or so ago, and I really don't know. Yeah, but, you got to be still, got to be careful. Yeah, you know, and my stepdaughter, they have it, you know, and they're in Arizona.
No, that was your stepdaughter that was over to the house the other day when I was over there, right? When you were having a carpet clean?
Yeah.
Oh, she's the one that happened?
Yeah, she got it. She got it, they say. And my grandson and the grandbaby and the father. But they live in Arizona.
Oh.
Yeah. So, alhamdulillah, glad I got my shots and stuff. You know, now she didn't take shots. She didn't believe in shots and stuff. She would, you know. So.
For some reason, you know, I guess, you know, people are entitled to their own opinion, but a lot of people, you know, like Farrakhan said in his paper, don't take this shot. Many of those that are being afflicted are those who haven't taken the shot. But, of course, you know, the vaccine is only a certain percentage effective, you know. So some people are getting sick who have taken the shot. You know, vaccines are never 100%. You know, as they said, it's about, 90-some percent, 95%, you know. So there's going to be a percentage that gets sick, you know, but they won't get as sick as those who have not received any vaccine at all, you know.
Yeah. Also,
praise be to Allah, man. I mean, you know, Allah gives the guidance out there, the hikmah, and that's guidance too, you know. What we hear about it, if we take it through our faculties, you know, that's guidance too, you know, as to how to conduct our affairs, you know, take
precaution, take what measures are out there to protect you for your own benefit, you know.
Do you eat cornflakes?
Not that often, you know. Every now and then I do. I'm not a big cereal eater, you know. Not a big cereal eater because usually I prefer, you know, kind of like a warm, you know, warm cereal. But, yeah, every now and then I eat cornflakes. Why do that?
Yeah, because Curtis bought a big, great big bag of cornflakes. And it's sitting around. Well, I guess I need to just go buy some whole milk. I can't really, I think that soy milk I'm kind of like allergic to it. So I need to get whole milk and because I got a big old bag of cornflakes.
Thank you very much. I don't know, because in fact, I have some myself that I haven't eaten yet, you know. I have some cereal that I haven't eaten. Yeah, but, I don't eat them that much. Thank you very much. But milk, you know, they have all kind of milk, man. You know, you have milk that's non-dairy. You have almond milk, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I said that type of milk, that almond milk and soy milk, I think I'm kind of like allergic to it.
What about cow's milk?
Yeah, I think I do all right with cow's milk.
Yeah.
Also, yesterday on the message of concern, we talked about the, you know, that dealing with Mike, that so-called Christian. I don't think he was a religious person. His group or think tank or whatever, you know, because he came in on the show, you know, with on the attack mode, and he was attacking the company, and see, the thing is, I don't know if we handle it okay with Hatik not letting him talk, because we got a protocol. Our protocol is we let people talk and then we talk, you know what I mean, and then, you know, let them respond and then we respond, you know, that type of thing. And so that was kind of like a lesson that we got on the radio show. It seemed like Daya too was kind of like, I guess she's tired out, you know. And so I look like I'm running the show, but alhamdulillah, that's okay because it's my show. So, yeah. See, that was the protocol, you know, and a lot of that, you know, because, you know, also, you know, I hope you learned about them hadiths. If what he was saying was true, because, you know, I didn't fact check him. I didn't go behind him and check on all those, you know. But, you know, we got it on tape. We got it preserved. We could go back and listen to it. But because he was naming off certain numbers of hadiths and stuff. If that's true, that hadith is deadly. That hadith stuff, man. I don't know how we allow that stuff to even stay around in the community without us exposing it. You know. You know, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. It should definitely be, a written paper exposing, you know, hadiths that are false, you know, and used to defame Islam, you know. Yeah, that should be exposed, you know.
They always talk about,
you know, how, you know, these authorities, you know, collected so many hadiths and so many of them were rejected as, you know, false, you know, and they were rejected because of one thing or another. They couldn't verify the chain of transmission, you know. So, And when the prophet, according to what I read yesterday, and according to what the brother said, because I went on the internet and, you know, there's a lot of things there that is, you know, true in Islamic psych. And they said that the prophet did not authorize anyone to write down his sayings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that includes the Quran, you know. But I could see the practicality of it, you know, because after so many people were dying who were hafiz, you know, then I think it was Omar, if I'm not mistaken, who suggested that, you know, it be written down in the form of a book to preserve it, because so many people who memorized it were dying in battles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, this guy had said that the Quran that we have was not the original, you know, and we know that Allah says he himself has said he preserved the Quran, so we know that's not true. That which we have, we know is true because Allah himself said it, you know. He's not going to let it be like the other books of the Jews and the Christians that, you know, were tampered with and,
I kind of think it got a little bit too wild the other day and too much, you know, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I do too. The thing is, you know, let it, like you mentioned earlier, let a person speak, you know, just hold your peace until they finish whatever they're going to say, and then, you know, you give your rebuttal.
Are you satisfied now that the hadiths are dangerous, you know?
They said it, you know, that some hadith I've always heard that, you know, some hadith unacceptable, some hadith are false. Yeah, so I always heard that, but, you know, such is okay. Now, let's take the one, like you heard that they said that the prophet said, blessings of educating your parents, you know, things like that, and that through knowledge from the cradle to the grave, you know, things like that. I mean, but if he said, don't write down his sayings, then if you take that, that should be no hadith. If we take that, go by what he said, don't write his sayings down, you know, don't write it down. Would that be the Quran as well? So that's what I even heard a person say that, you know, that he wasn't, you know, he even included, that was to include the Quran. That shouldn't have been written down, you know, but we know the practicality of that is the best thing that it is written down. I think, you know, I also want to know. I also want to know what the book contains. If it's not written down, you know? Because everybody's not a happy, so they don't have the resources to have the intellect, have the, you know, time and dedication to learn it by heart. And, you know, if something's not, you know how things are, you know, if it goes from one person to the next, it can be easily very easily misunderstood.
Yeah. Hey, Prashad, okay, let me get back with you. I need to start
Inshallah. All right, have a good day. All right. Well, I look at that. Thank you, brother.
God has to reveal that. God has to make us know that. There are a lot of things that are happening in this modern world, in our time, that to me is very clear sign for people of faith. Among modern world developments are signs and support for faith in God. Signs as powerful as the parting of the waters mentioned in the Old Testament, the crossing of the Red Sea and the Jordan River. These signs are very powerful. Some of us see things happening, witness changes in the world, but we don't do what God asks us to do, and that is not just see things, but reflect on them. Reflect on them as believers in God. Return back to your scripture, to prophecy, and to scripture. So you will know what time is it by God's clock, not by yours. So you will know what time is it by God's clock. We have seen the Cold War period ended. We lived in fear for a time, the fear of horrible consequences, perhaps the destruction of society as we know it on this earth by the superpowers if they decided to go to war with each other, with the great stockpile of nuclear weapons that they have and still have. We feared the destruction of society as we know it. And without us being able to predict the end of that time, the end came. The end came, the great Soviet Union was dismantled, and only one superpower remained. And we have stopped fearing what could happen if the wrong phone was picked up by the President of these United States and war was declared between the great superpowers. That time of fear is gone. And we find that almost the next morning, a vast land that we thought had become atheist or was without belief and practice by the faithful of God, faithful followers of God, was seen, as I said, almost the next morning with many, many people of faith ready to publicly practice their faith or their religion. Christians, Muslims, and others. We were told a story of, which was a true story, of the survival of Muslim learned persons and leadership, strong parents who secretly did their religion and shared it with their children secretly so that Islam would survive communist domination over them. We were told that parents and teachers would awake in the wee hours of the night and they would teach their children. If the soldiers would see, or the officers, the police, would see light on at night or early in the morning, they would be suspicious and most likely they would come in and investigate to see what you're doing. But in the wee hours of the night, they thought everybody was asleep for sure, and that was when they would get up, their children, and share with their children their knowledge of their religion. So they were educating, secretly educating their youngsters to carry on the religion, carry on the responsibility of sharing their religion with others and living it themselves. And after 70 years of being denied religious freedom, almost the next day in the morning, they began establishing, opening up schools and colleges, and now they have many colleges in Russia for the education of Muslim children, Muslim youth, and Muslim adults who want to qualify in Islam and higher education. And something very similar happened for Christian leaders leadership, and the Christians of Russia are the Soviet bloc. The same thing happened for them. They preserved their religion and they preserved their knowledge quietly and secretly. And as soon as freedom came again for them to practice their religion, it was established as though it only slept for a night of 70 years and woke up fresh as they were the day before they slept. Isn't that wonderful? I think that's a sign from God. It's a sign from God, mighty sign from God. But there are more signs from God. God speaks of the earth itself, this body, huge spherical body we call the earth that we live on and live from. Responding to God one day against misguided man and corrupts man, abuse of the earth. Then the earth will behave. I'm giving you a quote from the Quran. The earth will behave as though she had received revelation from her Lord. Revelation from her Lord. I believe what we are calling globalization now, globalizing trend, is what we are calling globalization and the one world economy, global market, the global marketplace. I believe that these developments are fulfilling that potent prophecy in the Quran that says, or which says, one day the earth is going to behave as though her Lord had revealed to her, had revealed to her the earth itself. I don't think that means the physical stones and or the virtual stones and sand and soil and trees and the rivers and lakes and all that. I don't think it means that. Not quite that. But by interpretation, it means exactly that. By interpretation, it means exactly that. The role of water, the value of water to commercial man, the value of the land to commercial man, the value of the wind to commercial man, the value of the sun and that heats the earth and the growth that comes out because of the climate that is of importance to man, to commercial man, that these elements and this earth, all of these elements, in man's commercial interest, are going to speak out against abuses that man has made, abuses of the use, the proper use, the correct use of these things. I recall in my life being a young man before my teens and during my teens, I recall how powerful our nation was, the United States of America. And I recall how the West dominated other lands and how we as citizens of this great nation, it was great then, it's greater now, I think, citizens of this great nation had a much higher standard of living than other nations, that our nation was much more powerful, much more richer than other nations, because our nation was using the natural resources, the minerals, et cetera, of other nations and giving them little or nothing in return. But the day has come now when economic justice is being called for, and the material realities are no longer in the hands of one nation, not even this great United States of America. The material realities are now in God's charge. You may not see it that way, but that's how I see it. Man hasn't brought this about. God has brought it about. When education influences for awakening the conscience of the most backward and illiterate people, have reached them through the powerful media, that some of our men, great men and great writers of insight have identified as a liberating tool in this modern time. A liberating tool in this modern time. Television. Television. Television has its problems, we know. We have many complaints against some programs on television. But television has also been the means for reaching masses of people all around this world and bringing the true picture of world community to every community on this earth fortunate enough to have a television. We think we're in charge of everything. We think we're in charge of ourselves. We think we're in charge of the material resources. We think we're in charge of the economy. We think we're in charge of the wealth. God is always in charge. We are not even in charge of ourselves. God is always in charge. But he is the hidden force. He is the hidden force. And he is watching over us according to scripture. He's watching over us all the time. And he knows when we are going to be off course and have a terrible collision and cause great destruction to ourselves and others. God knows that. And sometimes God lets that happen. And God is in the accident. And God is in control of the accident. And God comes out unaffected by the accident. And we recover and don't know that it was God all the time. God all the time overseeing the works of his creatures and making sure that if they make mistakes, they will recover from those mistakes. And God is the one who can take a plus and make it a minus, take a minus and make it a plus. God is the one that can do that. And look how communism was a great minus. And look how God has now made it a great plus. Because now it is history in the Soviet Union. They might go back to it. We don't know. But I don't think they can go back to it. I really don't. But it is history for us. And it is a sign for us that these things that go against the will of God are temporary. God's way is permanent. And what seems to be a hurt can also be a means for us to have a better life after the hurt than we could have had before the hurt. And to me, it's a sign from God. Islam is to be understood by a Muslim. We need knowledge from the highest sources of Islam to correctly understand our own religion, to correctly identify our own life, what the Muslim life is. We need knowledge from the Quran, and we need the knowledge of the human person that received the revelation, the Quran, and introduce for the first time Islam to the world of people, to this world of human people, human beings, nations. Muhammad ibn Abdullah of Mecca, Arabia, prayers and peace be on him. Our religion is the religion of peace. It's the religion of peace. Peace is so prevalent in our religion. Our name is Muslim, meaning person who accepts peace. Muslim is from salam, peace. Our greeting is salam, peace. Told to look for a day when we will arrive at the abode of peace. Dar es Salaam, the abode of peace. And we are told that our God is the source of peace, that he is the peace. Our God, the God of all people, the God of the universe, we are told that he is the peace. So how can a religion that has so peace in it, in its composition, in its important language, in its most important terminology, how can that religion say so much to peace, address peace so much, and we not be a peace-seeking people? We look at the life of Muhammad, the prophet, prayers and peace be on him, and we think of him as a warrior. He did not want to be a warrior. He had to be asked by God to take up arms. He was a peacemaker. He was a lover of peace. He suffered and took abuses and then returned the blow out of fight because he wanted to give people the message and not fight them. But the idolaters were a people that were not enlightened. They were not an enlightened people. Muhammad was born in an idolatrous society. They worshiped idols. They didn't have the right concept of God. So they didn't value human beings, the life of human persons, and a human society, like civilized nations of Christians and others, value human life and human society. They were savage in many ways. They were cruel savages in many ways. The prophet suffered enough, and it was God who knew the time to tell him to rise up. And God permitted him to return the attack, to defend the mission and the community, the Muslims, the faithful, against the war makers. He was not a war maker. On the day of victory, when he was victorious, in the peninsula we call Arabia, Saudi Arabia now. On the day of victory, what did he do? He did like the prophet David in the Bible, peace be upon David. He forgave his enemies. And he told them, he proclaimed that as long as they accept the order of peace, as long as his enemies accept the order of peace, they would have no fear. Their lives and their properties would be protected by the state, by the new Islamic state. He didn't tell them that as long as you believe. No, he didn't say that. He said as long as you accept peace. Which means you didn't have to become a Muslim. He forgave the enemies and didn't say you must now become Muslim. No, he did not. Christians were existing before in territories that the Muslim had won, and they continue to exist. And he said that he mandated that they practice their religion as they had practiced it before. There was no demands on them to change their religion or to get rid of it or to become Muslim. He said the same to the Jews. He mandated the freedom of religion also for the Jews. So if this great man forgave his enemies, and permitted those of other religions to continue to live, practice their religion as they had practiced before. He even didn't go out witch hunting, seeking idol worshippers, spying on them to see if they still worship the idols. He didn't do that. All he asked is that they accept the new order to live in peace and to keep the peace. Muhammad the Prophet, we should know him, brother Muslim. We should know our Prophet. We should know the model man, the model human being that God gave us, who is a mercy to all the nations, as God says in the Quran. We should know him. He's not a warmonger. He was never a warmonger. He's a peacemaker. He's always a peacemaker. He is a liberator. He came to champion the cause of the freedom of religion, not to persecute the religious community, but to champion the cause of the freedom of religion. And God says to us of Muhammad that his model as a human model is enough to satisfy any people who believe in God and the last day. Any people, Christians, Jews, and others, he is enough as a human model to satisfy, he's sufficient to satisfy any people who believe in God and believe in the last day. Do you think they are not Christians who respect Muhammad? There are many Christians who respect Muhammad, and didn't just occur in this century. They have been in every century since Muhammad's day. Christians of higher learning and higher education, and those of the common people who have great respect for Muhammad, the persecutors of people, the persecutors of human life, the oppressors of mankind, the oppressors of humanity, the warmongers, those who have greed for power, greed for the wealth, greed for the resources of the world. They are the ones that have promoted this clashing of Muslims and Christians, the crusade, and the religious hatred that we know in history gone and in present history. They are the ones that have secretly promoted this evil. Christians and good Jews that have never bought the opinion of those who persecuted Islam. And there are good Muslims who have never bought the opinion of our Muslim leaders and Muslim powers that have persecuted Christians, done wrong by them, or done wrong by Jews, or any people of faith. There are those of us that have always looked at the Christians with respect and looked at the Jews with respect, respecting them as people to whom God sent messengers, prophets, and people who follow the path of God and live the life of faith, faith in God. So don't let the rule and the power and presence and dominance of wrongdoers blind us to the truth of history, the history of the people of faith, what they really are, and what they are really committed to, are obligated to uphold. Don't be blinded, don't be misguided or fooled by those who are in power, because their power and their rule is temporary. God's way is permanent. Human person. That's what he is. That's why God in the Quran says of him that any who believes in God in the last day, now two conditions, not just to believe in God, But believe in God in the last days. Believe in God and believe in being accountable to that God for your behavior, for your life. So any who believes in God in the last day, Muhammad is an excellent model for them. Didn't say for Muslims only. And that's another thing, brother Muslims, sister Muslims, and brother Muslims. We have to realize that this religion is intended for mankind. Don't take it so personally. It's a religion for mankind, for all people. And God says, if any have faith in God and believe in the last day, means that you believe you're going to be accountable to that God, then Muhammad is an excellent model for you. Why? Because Muhammad has that picture. Muhammad is that picture for excellence. That picture that God says, he made that picture, and he made it most excellent. Ahsan, too, tells us that this is in comparison to something else. This, you relate this excellence to something else. We have many pictures because God says we are given our pictures in the plural while we are in the womb or in the stomachs of our mother. We are given